V'alkein ein halacha brura b'shum mokoim. And it's for this reason, because of all of this, that we don't have clarity, real clarity, in the Torah Shebal Peh. Sheze nimshach rak migolos Mitzrayim kanal. This is a result of the Golos Mitzrayim. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says there, Vayimoraru es chayeyem ba'avoida kosha. They embittered, the Egyptians embittered the lives of the Jews with hard labor, bechomer ubilveinim, with bricks and mortar, ubechol avoida basoda, and all kinds of difficult work in the fields. Kemuva betikunim, the Tikkuni Zohar says, that what it's referring to over there is not just physical labor, ba'avoida kosha bekushya. Kosha means questions, that the Jews, when they're in Golos, they're suffering from questions, from lack of clarity about Hashem, about Torah. Bechomer, do kal vechomer. Bechomer means the ability to know how to use the formulas by which we interpret the Torah correctly, kal vechomer. Bilevenim, belibun hilchasa. Levenim means to clarify. To be malbin means to whiten. When you have something that's black or gray or dark and you want to make it white, that's called halbona. Levenim refers to libun hilchasa, the clarifying of all the questions, all the convoluted things in the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki elu hayegiyos shel hakushyos v'achomer shebalocha nimshach migolos Mitzrayim. Because these struggles that we go through in trying to resolve the questions and the difficulties in Torah Shebal Peh and everything, all comes from Golos Mitzrayim. It all comes from the fact that we went down into Golos. We assimilated. We were found among the Sitra Achra, under the power of Paroi and Mitzrayim. And that's what took us so far away from Hashem. That's what made our das defective, that we don't have the ability to understand the Torah clearly, to resolve all the questions in the Torah. Ve'ikra ha-Golos shel Mitzrayim hu nimshach machmasa parnosa. And the main reason why the Jews had to, the main reason for this Golos Mitzrayim is because of Parnosa, meaning, Dahainu machma shat tzadik muchrach lipo lebchina smoyle b'shul Parnosa kanal, as we learned earlier, because of the fact that the tzadik has to fall into this left side for the sake of Parnosa, shemishom nimshach achizosom, and we know the left side is where the klipois are in charge. They have their main strength and power. At sheroitzim lehizgaber bebechina smoyla, to the point where they want to turn up the fire on that left side. Sheyeh ho'esik batoira lehisyaher ulakanter, and to change the person's motivations, that the person's motivation in learning Torah should be for personal gaiva or to undermine the Torah, to disprove the Torah, even Rachmanu Litzlan. Utsrichin lizboil marirus, and we have to suffer bitterness, struggle, levarer hahalocha mimachshavo yisroi selu, to sort out, to extract our Torah from these kinds of ulterior motives, these bad thoughts. Va'oz daika zoichin leparnosa, and it's only if a person succeeds in not letting that left side take control of him and everything, then he's zoicha to the bracha from that left side. He's zoicha to the parnosa. Bechinas, as it says over there, vachreichein, that the Jews are going to suffer and suffer and suffer in Egypt. Vachreichein yetzu berchush godol. And afterwards, if they succeed, if they make it, then they get the tremendous wealth. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify a very, very important question in Kabbalah and how it relates to us here. Kibemis, because the truth is, afal pi shaha parnosa nimshach mebchinas smoyla, even though parnosa comes from the left side, as we proved, as we brought a few different psukim and gemaras to show that. Remember, gvurois kshamim, mashivaruch mardageshim is in the bracha of gvurois and many other things. Afal pi kein, despite that, iefshir lahamshich haparnosa, it's impossible to create and receive parnosa unless the left is folded into the right. That's where all the shefa comes from. When the left is merged into the right, when they're united together, miklolius smola biyamina, from the union of the left and right, kayadu as is known. it's brought that the word Shefa, we know, we mentioned Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Avram Avinu is Chesed, right? The right side. Yitzhak Avinu is Gvura, the left side. Yaakov Avinu is the combination of the two. He's Tiferes. By Avram Avinu, they were the three that gave us the tefillos that we have, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. By Yaakov Avinu, it says, the Lashon Amida, that he came to the place, Asher Omad Shom Borishoina, and the Gemara says, meaning where he had prayed earlier, we had davened earlier, because Ein Amida Ela Tfila. Amida means Tfila. So by Yaakov Avinu, we find the term Amida. By Yitzchok Avinu, it says, Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode. Yitzchok Avinu went out to speak to Hashem in the field, the term Sicha. By Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayifga Bamokoim. Vayifga Bamokoim, Vayolen Sham Kivu Hashemesh. The Gemara says, Ein Pegia Ela Tfila. The word Pegia also means Tfila. So we have Sicha, Pegia, Amida, Shin, Pei, Ayin spells the word Shefa. The word Shefa, the fact that Shefa comes through Tfila. What Tfila? When you have the right, the left, and they're brought together. When you included the left, you had that pay, but you included, you brought them together in Yaakov Avinu. He says, Ki kishenoifel chas v'shalom b'china smoy legamri, because when a person falls hook, line, and sinker into the left, when he falls totally into the left, bevadai lo yeploy parnosa klal, he ain't going to have no parnosa at all. Ki mismoil achizas asitrachra, shehu elikim acherim, shal yodam nisakev hashefa, because the left side is the domain of the sitrachra, which is idols, who are the ones who withhold the Shefa from Klal Yisrael. Their job is to block the Shefa, to try to block the Shefa from coming to us. Kemesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, let's follow through now. Visartem, you'll turn away from Hashem, you'll turn to the left, right? Vavadetem elokim acherim, you'll worship idols, that's the left side. What's going to happen? V'otzares Hashemayim v'lo yemotor. Hashem will withhold the heavens and there'll be no rain. So even though Givura is Geshamim, even though Geshem comes from the left side, that's only if you handle the left side the right way, if you have a touch of the left side. You put a drop of pepper in the soup, it tastes delicious. You put a cupful, instead of a teaspoon, you put a cupful of pepper in that soup, let's see you eat it then, right? That left side, we said, is flavor enhancer. It's important. It's necessary. It's necessary if you have a drop of it, a pinch of it. You go too much to the left, then it's v'otzar sashmaim v'lo yiyamotor. Ki ein tzorech lipo lebchina smoil, rak letzayer hashef hashom. Rav Nosson Zal explains, the only reason why there's a need to go to the left side is to format the shefa, to shape it. Kishom nitztayer hashefa ho'elyoino she'ein bo shum tziur. Because when the light originates from Hashem, it's completely unformatted, unshaped light. It has to go into the left side a drop, because the left side is tzimtzum, mitzrayim, meitzar, to give it boundaries, to give it a shape and a form, to give it a time and a place and a quantity. If a person says, I'm thirsty, and I open a reservoir and I dump it on him, that ain't going to satisfy his thirst. He's going to drown, right? Here again, the Shefa coming from Hashem is reservoirs. Unless it's shaped, unless it takes on a shape and form, that it should have a constructive usage to the person. So it's on the left side, nitztayeres shom lebechinas ashirus uparnosa. When that light passes through that left side a drop, that's where it's formed and formatted into wealth and parnosa. Aval achakach tzorech tekev lachzer liyamin. But then immediately the person has to return to the right, velichloil smoil biyamin, and to fold in the left into the right, kedei sheyucha lahamshicho ashirus vaparnosa loilam, in order to be able to draw that wealth and parnosa for the world. Ki ikar haparnosa al yedei yamin. Because the main final result, the most important ingredient in the parnosa is not the cake, is not the pepper, it's not the salt, it's the flour. The flour is that right side. The main ingredient in Parnosa is Chesed. K'may Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Noisein lechem lechol basar, ki li'olam chazdai. Hashem provides sustenance, food for all of mankind, from his chesed, ki lo'ilam chazdoi. So we see, even though we find in the Gemara and in Sifrei Kabbalah that there's some mention of this left side regarding Parnosa, sure, it plays a role, a certain minimal, critical, but minimal role. It's tremendously dangerous when you're dealing with that, because a drop too much spoils the whole thing. We'll hold it over here. The next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to even make this much more clearer, because he's going to quote a famous statement in the Gemara about Shefa and Parnosa, which, and again, clarify the exact role of the right side, what the right does, what the left side does, and what happens when they come together. We're going to have this much more clear in the next paragraph.